just having my sup of crunchy, wonderful Rice Krispies. Where's the crunchy bits? Where's the crunchy bits? No crunchy bits. Definitely had a bit of a grunt. You don't want, when you're old, sort of like soft and mashy. You want crunch. You see. Well, it seems that some of you have not been able to hear me. Darlings, you have to press the right button. I can assure you that as an oldie, I know exactly the right buttons to press. I want to continue with the fact that fantasies have got to be real for us oldies. We've got to have them. We've got to endure this boring social media that think that fantasies are only for the young. Let's start. I was thinking, what about having fantasies of a worn-out whip? You remember those? You know, it has absolutely everything you want. It's sort of like, is whirly and crinkly, which you know we are, aren't we? And it has a very soft, hard base. And on top is a sort of knobbly bit, which, you know. Now, how do you eat a worn-up whip? This is the question. I remember when I was a little bit younger, I actually preferred to start with the knobbly bit. But now, thinking about it, hold on a minute, I've got to eat a little bit of Rice Krispies. Absolutely delicious. Everybody should have Rice Krispies because they're crunchy and, you know, they are not for the young. They're not for the young. If you coat them with chocolate, it's even better. But the thing is, at the moment, I'm just about to retire. And I've started to think about the worn-up whip. Where has it gone? Where has the worn-up whip gone? I do declare it is only to be found in a rather upbeat shop. But anyway, let's go back to how I now eat them. When I was younger, of course, you know, I went for the hard nut. Okay, that's what you do. You always try and crack hard nut. But now, I sort of like run the smooth flat of a walnut whip, because, well, sweeties, as a rather wrinkly old fart, I don't have many flat bits that are smooth. They've sort of got knobbly bits and, you know, grooves and spots, and but this is the, so I will endeavour to enjoy just a piece of smooth chocolate and bite it off. But then, am I going to be greedy? Am I going to combine the whirly rings that possibly remind me a bit of a tree? More likely my stomach. It sort of like whirls around my thighs and then my upper bits, you know, those things that used to have breeding possibilities, you know, milk possibilities, you know what I mean, sorry, no, milk possibilities. Well, they sort of like wind around my body sometimes when I'm walking, and I think it's under my armpit, but there you are, just sort of like give it a good shove and put it back in. But anyway, this thing is, I really think the worn-up whip denotes the flag of being an oldie. So, do you know what? You've got to be somebody that just goes for it, okay? Just bite it, all right, and then you hold it in your mouth and you this sort of like fleshy, marshmallowy, cloudy, dreamy taste, but also that sort of like slithers down a bit to quick pop, but leaves you with all your chocolate bits probably in your dentures, which is, you know, in my case is all like bits and pieces in your teeth and you. But the thing is, let them lie there, let the chocolate lie in your teeth. Oh, hang the dentist. And because as you lie down, about to retire, you can spend your time just thinking, wonderful. My tongue's just licking that delight of a walnut whip. And if necessary, it can travel into my dreams. Have you actually had dreams about walnut whips? But then, of course, you know, it comes to the top bit. The nut, the knobbly bit, the hard bit, the dry bit. Do you bite it and then spit it out? I don't understand why they've got something which is so divine, a rather sort of offensive nut. I love nuts. I'm a vegetarian, but a walnut, well, really doesn't have much for it going. And quite frankly, it just reminds me of my gluteus maximus. But anyway, darlings, I've got to finish my Rice Krispies, and I will conclude this episode tomorrow. Sleep well, and please listen and tell. All of you oldies, just pass it on, you know, and just pass it on round. I want to be passed around vocally, of course, darlings, vocally. Bye for now.